Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, be honoring to you. Amen. Here we are at day two of our sermon series on the guiding principles which our church is committing to. Today we'll highlight two more principles as we hear from more of your fellow congregants as they reflect on serving God in various ways in and through our community here at Grace. We'll frame their reflections with another scripture this week from Acts. This time it's Acts 6. And as is often the case in the biblical story, there are some problems afoot. The problems encountered in Acts 6 are not so different than problems many in our present world face today. Specifically, some people in need are not being treated fairly when it comes to distribution of resources. Does this sound familiar? This is an age-old problem, and that's likely the case because we either do not always perceive or choose not to perceive the needs of our neighbors when it is more expeditious or easier to look the other way. Thankfully, in the midst of this early Christian community, there are those who stand up and say, "Hey, wait a minute. There are people, namely widows, who are being neglected when it comes to the distribution of food." Let's remember that in the patriarchal society and patriarchal economy of this time, 2,000 years ago, many widows in any of the variety of Mediterranean cultures that met in the Jerusalem church would have struggled to have the money to have enough food without help from relatives or friends. The people of this church had a covenant that suggested they give the majority of what they had and use that money and ongoing resources from various jobs to fund a communal system where sharing was the norm. But the problem in this community is that Christ followers of Israelite descent were receiving enough daily food, and widows of Greek heritage, which in the parlance of that day really means widows from everywhere else, they weren't receiving enough. They were functionally the out crowd. Thankfully, some of them speak up, and the disciples create a new feeding team led by Stephen and six other men. I imagine there were women who led also, but sadly men wrote these books and often left out the names and vocations of women. Anyway, the hunger pains of the widows are met because a team is formed and people are sent to do good work in God's name. I'd like for you now to listen to two stories, first from Roberta Ringham, the second from Tammy Brzezinski, who have been leading and involved in important ministries of our church and shared some reflections about that service. Their words and deeds exemplify our guiding principle of care and supporting one another in life's journeys. And here are their stories.
Good morning, I'm Roberta Ringham, and this morning I would like to share with you how our caring and sharing ministry team reflects one of Grace's guiding principles, that of caring and supporting one another in life's journeys. Our mission team is committed to providing a compassionate heart, a listening ear, and a helping hand. In normal times, we would be visiting the elderly, shut-ins, and those experiencing other hardships, offering rides to church and appointments, cooking and delivering meals as needed, making wellness phone calls and sending greeting cards, hosting social events such as OWLS, making and distributing prayer shawls. Unfortunately, these pandemic times have limited the services we can provide, but we are still striving to stay connected with those that need to hear a friendly voice on the phone or receive a cheery note in the mail. If you know of someone who would appreciate a card, a call, a prayer shawl, or someone to run an errand, contact me or the church office. Please stay healthy and take care of each other.
Hi, I'm Tammy Brzezinski. Pastor Matthew asked me to record a video to speak about the volunteer work that I've done over the last 6 months or so. Grace Lutheran's new guiding principle of caring and supporting one another in life's journey is a direct link to the volunteer work that I feel very strongly about. I, like many of you, were feeling very disconnected from people when coronavirus shelter in place happened mid-March. My three kids immediately started e-learning, and at the time I had no idea what that meant, and I was immediately told to work from home. Our church services went online and it felt like the whole world shut down. The one thing that I was missing so much was the connection to people at church. This is what church is about to me, not the building that we worship in, but more the congregation. We are the church. I thought if I feel this way and I connect to people at work and I have a busy household with a husband and three kids, I can't imagine how people are dealing with the loss of connection who don't have those daily interactions. So I asked Pastor Matthew if there was something that I could do. Two immediate things that he thought I could help with was to write letters to people who needed someone to say hello or to offer encouragement, and then also to make communion deliveries to a few people. I've been making the communion deliveries every week since the church started to offer communion to us. And for me, it wasn't just about a delivery and leave, but rather to talk for a few minutes, get to know someone that I had never met before, and make sure that they were doing okay. We all need someone to make sure we're doing okay. I enjoy, and I still enjoy, making those deliveries. I've enjoyed getting to know more people in the congregation, and most of all, I've enjoyed caring and supporting others during this time.
As we continue to reflect on our passage from Acts 6, I'd like for us to consider the concept of the church in Acts holding property in common. This is the idea of having a community chest where people in need could freely meet their needs because those with more than enough had the generosity to share what they had as part of being in community as Christians. Martin Luther, biblical scholar and church leader that he was, implemented the idea of a community chest at his church in Wittenberg, Germany, for many of the same purposes that the church in Acts did this. Many of us are blessed with more than enough, and we have the opportunity to regularly give of our time, talent, and treasure so that others may know God's love through our words and deeds. In a moment, I invite you to listen to Craig and Bryn Schonder explain how they work to live out our second guiding principle highlighted today, which is giving generously out of thanks for God's abundance and to further God's work. Let's listen to their reflections now.
We have been asked to share our thoughts about the guiding principle of giving generously out of thanks for God's abundance and to further God's work. We have determined that this is a very challenging request, how to put into words what has become second nature to us over time. Growing up in the church, one learns to give monetarily as the offering plate is passed at every service. As you mature, you begin to better understand the reason for the collection of funds, to support the operation of the church, and to provide for the welfare of the church family and the greater community. Additionally, you begin to understand that there are ways to give beyond money to help in ensuring the continued operation of the church and the support of the church members in the community. The best part is that by seeing to the needs of the church and community, you get to know your fellow church members and you develop lasting friendships. Another great thing is when it all happens naturally by following your passions and interests.
The guiding principle which we're speaking to was developed for Grace by the vision team and all the vision meetings we had. Giving generously out of thanks for God's abundance and to further God's work. To me, that speaks to the church. I guess internally, I must have that same feeling because I agreed with all that. But to be truthful, I and we give because it feels right. And I feel good about it. I just feel really good when we give. God's provided us with all that we need and an opportunity to share that, our abundance, with our church family, to reach out to those in need, both within the church and in the community. As we've gone through different phases in our life, we've shared money, talents, time, whatever we've had available, whether it's taking time with the kids to go to church, having our own time now to do things differently, or monetarily because we can afford to do it. But whatever we've given, we've always felt that we've received way more back in the enjoyment, the great company, the lifelong friendships in our church family.
I invite you to consider the ways that you already help us live out these guiding principles, or ways that you may see you can live into these principles. I look forward to a continuation of this series after Advent and Christmas are done. May you be blessed to be a blessing for the world. Amen.